muddy water and debris, blanketing much of the state of California. One area getting half the precipitation it usually gets in a year in just 16 days. The reason? 8 so-called atmospheric rivers in a row since late December.
And here we are, by some estimates, 22 to 25 trillion gallons of water have fallen over the course of the last 16, 17 days, a stacking of these atmospheric rivers, the likes of which we've not experienced in our lifetimes.
Atmospheric rivers are long streams of moisture from the tropics. They get caught in the jet stream and carry tremendous amounts of water. This is just the latest one flooding Caitlin Clancy's home 3 times since the beginning of the month.
And the cleanup was awful, but, you know, we cleaned it up. And then next thing you know, fast forward, like, what, 6 days was it? I don't know. We're flooding again. So we were in shock because even though we prepped for it, we didn't prep for it to get as high as it had. And so that was even more mess and more destruction.
It's impacting much of the state, in the mountains, dumping 54 centimeters of snow in just 24 hours. In the hills charred by wildfires, the soil is unable to retain much moisture. In the long term, that means all of this rain will do little to ease California's drought. Right now, it's causing major mudslides and sending massive boulders into valleys. Roads are being washed away, sinkholes making travel impossible. And in drought-stricken California, thousands of trees weakened by the floods are now being knocked down by wind gusts of up to 96 kilometers an hour. People have been killed and power knocked out for tens of thousands. This major emergency declaration will allow cities and states to use some federal money to help cover the costs of the rescues and the recovery. It will provide grants to people who need to find temporary shelters or make minor repairs. For those who don't have insurance, they can get low interest loans from the government to help them rebuild. More people will need that help. The next atmospheric river is expected to hit Sunday evening and last through Monday. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera, Washington.